Hello and welcome to Fraser 365. Thank you for taking this 56-day journey through the letters of John. No other writer in Scripture highlights the qualities of God's light, love, and life the way John does. These short letters will guide us into a stronger and deeper fellowship with the God who loves to shine His light into our darkness. This is day 34 of the letters of John. Today's title is Test Everything. 1 Thessalonians 5:19 through 22 reads, "Do not quench the spirit. Do not despise prophecies, but test everything. Hold fast to what is good. Abstain from every form of evil." Our text today is 1 John 4:1-3. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, for many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God, and every spirit that does not confess Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you heard was coming, and now is in the world already. For centuries, mankind has been looking for an effective way to discern the truth from a lie. In the early 1700s, there was a theory that someone's pulse could be used to determine if they were lying. In 1892, James McKenzie was credited with inventing the lie detector, known as a polygraph. The word polygraph comes from two Greek words, poly, which means many, and graph, which denotes writings. The many writings refers to all that a polygraph records, such as heart rate, blood pressure, perspiration, respiration, and skin conductivity. Even with all the years of fine-tuning, a polygraph is admissible as evidence of guilt in a criminal trial in less than half of the states in the U.S. Today's scripture reveals God's test for determining truth. John tells us to test the spirits to see whether they are from God. John warned against believing every spirit. That is, we are never to assume every spiritual experience or every demonstration of spiritual power is from God. We must test spiritual experiences and spiritual phenomena to see if they are, in fact, from God. This is important because many false prophets have gone out into the world. Even though the early church had a strong life and a large measure of purity, John still knew the danger false prophets and their message brought to the early church. The word John uses for test in verse 1 is the Greek word dokimazo. This word means to put to the test in order to approve. This word was used to describe the testing of metals to determine whether or not they were genuine. Dokimazo is the same word used in 1 Thessalonians 5:21, test everything, hold fast to what is good. It's also used in a warning not to take the Lord's Supper in an unworthy manner, found in 1 Corinthians 11:28. Let a person examine himself, then, and so eat of the bread and drink of the cup. In 1 John 4:2-3, John gives one sure way to know that something is from the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God, and every spirit that does not confess Jesus is not from God. Curtis Vaughn, in the Founder Study Guide Commentary, explains this test as follows. The crux of it is the rejection or acceptance of Jesus Christ as the incarnate Son of God. Every spirit that confesses is a reference to prophetic utterances made under the claim of divine inspiration. The essence of the confession is that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh. In it, there is a great truth implied, the preexistence of Christ, and a great truth asserted, Christ's real incarnation. From this, we gather that the crucial matter in testing the spirits is to determine the attitude of the prophet toward Jesus Christ. No prophetic utterance is to be received as coming from the Spirit of God if that utterance does not acknowledge Jesus Christ to be the incarnate Son of God. Here are some questions for today. Have you seen people deceived by lies from false prophets? Why is this section of Scripture so critical to the preservation of the truth about Jesus Christ? How does the truth expose lies when it comes to your spiritual journey? How does the examination of your own heart tie into your ability to test what other people say about Jesus? Thanks again for joining us. Have a great day.